This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Argentina Javier Milei held bilateral talks in Buenos Aires yesterday. Both leaders have agreed to enhance India-Argentina collaboration across a range of sectors, including trade and commerce. Briefing media in Buenos Aires, Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs P. Kumaran said, during the delegation-level talks, they reviewed the entire range of bilateral relations.
The Prime Minister emphasized that India and Argentina share democratic values and therefore they are natural partners, and that we should use that to expand our cooperation to greater heights in the future. The conversation also significantly dealt with the use of drones and multiple purposes for which they can be put into. The Prime Minister also invited President Milei to visit India at an earlier opportunity.
There was a discussion about moving Indian pharmaceutical companies from existing category list to another to facilitate smoother entry in Argentina. The secretary said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi also thanked President Milei for extending strong support following the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam.
The Prime Minister thanked President Milei for extending strong support following the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam in India's Jammu and Kashmir, and appreciated Argentina's solidarity during this difficult time. It is expected that the visit will further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Argentina and allow us to explore new avenues of cooperation across a wide range of sectors. These particularly include trade and investment, health and pharmaceuticals, defense and security, infrastructure, mining and mineral resources, agriculture and food security, green energy, information and communication technologies, digital innovation, disaster management, science and technology, education, and people-to-people linkages.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi and Rabindranath Tagore at their statues in Buenos Aires. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Mahatma Gandhi's timeless vision and noble ideas will always guide humanity. He said, all over the world, the thoughts of Bapu reverberate. The Prime Minister said the thoughts give strength and hope to millions. He said, inspired by Mahatma Gandhi, his government reiterates its commitment to build a just and compassionate world. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Gurudev Tagore had visited Argentina in 1924 and had left a lasting impression on the minds of many people in this nation, especially scholars and students. He said, we in India take immense pride in the contributions of Gurudev Tagore to the nation's history and culture. The Prime Minister said Gurudev Tagore's emphasis on learning and education is also very motivating. World Bank has placed India among world's most equal societies. According to the World Bank, India's Gini Index stands at 25.5, making it the fourth most equal country in the world after the Slovak Republic, Slovenia and Belarus. The Gini Index is a simple yet powerful way to understand how income, wealth or consumption is equally distributed across households or individuals in a country. The United States Department of Justice has informed Indian authorities that Nehal Modi, brother of fugitive economic offender Nirav Modi, was arrested by U.S. authorities on Friday. Nehal Modi is wanted in India in connection with the multi-billion dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, one of the largest banking scams in the country's history. The Nagrik Unmukti Party has decided to withdraw its support to the K.P. Sharma Oli-led coalition government in Nepal, the political outfit's chairperson Ranjita Shrestha said yesterday. The Nagrik Unmukti Party, NUP, a key Madhesi party, has four seats in parliament. However, its withdrawal of support to the Oli government is unlikely to affect the stability of the coalition. Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra continued his exceptional form, winning the inaugural edition of the Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025, a World Athletics gold-level event held at the Sri Kanti Rava Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. And in cricket, Shubman Gill continues his terrific form in the game as India pushed England completely on the back foot by the end of the play on the day four at Edgbaston, Birmingham yesterday. Shubman Gill's belligerent 161 and 50s from KL Rahul, Rishabh Pant and Ravindra Jadeja helped India post 427 for 6 in the second innings before declaring it. And that is the end of this news bulletin.